Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer, and I need to say right off the bat that I am having back problems. So we'll see how this goes. Obviously, if anything happens, I'm going to cut that out. But yeah, it's not comfortable to, I don't know, just live. Because I'm old and I got back problems. Okay, let's get into the words. The first word is gag. We have a couple forms of this word. The first form is the verb. It is from 1509. We are starting with transitive. Number 1A, to restrict use of the mouth of, to restrict use of the mouth of by inserting a gag. So if you are inserting, if you are gagging some living thing, you are restricting use of the mouth because you are putting something in it. So the mouth can't be used in any way for breathing, for eating, for kissing, and maybe other things. I don't know. You can't use your mouth because I've gagged you. Yeah, well, I'm very curious to know about the etymology and these other definitions, so we're going to go to 1B, which is to prevent from exercising freedom of speech or expression. So this is not the literal restriction of the use of the mouth. This is the shutting down of the voice. The shutting down of the voice, gagging a person, a group from speaking. And that's not good. Period. Not good. 1C. To pry or hold open with a gag. Now this is, we're going in another direction. This is the opposite of the first one. This is not restricting the use of the mouth. This is opening the mouth fully. Pry or hold open with a gag. So is this a different kind of gag than the first gag? Well, we do have a noun form coming up, so I guess we'll get to learn all of the different types of gags. My favorite are the jokes. Number 2 for the verb gag is to provide or write quips or pranks for. To provide or write quips or pranks for. And the example is gag a show. We have gone in a different direction. These are the jokes. These are the things to make people laugh and be so happy and funny. Our show just does not have enough gags in it. Can you please gag our show? Oh, you want me to restrict the voice of the show? No, I want you to make it funny. Funny! Okay, next is number 3. To choke or cause to retch. To choke or cause to retch. Well, I don't remember this story. I mean, I don't really remember it. I think I have a vague memory of part of it. But when I was maybe 2 or 3, very, very little, I was gagging because there was food stuck in my throat and my dad had to take the food out of my throat. So I think that's one way. But also gagging, that makes me normally think of this retching, this throwing up. Oh, I'm gonna throw up. Oh, I'm gagging. Oh, I'm gagging, baby, I'm gonna throw up. I ate some bad food. It got stuck in my throat, but then I ate it, and then it messed up my stomach, so I'm gagging. That was fun. Now, we have intransitive. 1A, the synonym is choke. But also, to suffer a throat spasm that makes swallowing or breathing difficult. A spasm in the throat to make swallowing or breathing difficult. I have had difficulty swallowing things, but I don't think I've ever had a spasm in the throat. I'm choking. Ha, 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 ha. Well, I guess what are all the different types of choking? Choking is like there's something stuck in my throat. Or maybe some liquid went down funny, food went down funny. That's definitely choking. Is that gagging? Yeah, I guess that would be gagging a bit. There's that movie Choke. Very good movie. I only saw it once. Number 1B, the synonym is retch. And yeah, I think of the throwing up. Number two, to be unable to endure something, the synonym is balk. Like I'm balking at, gagging at, nah, I can't do that thing. Right now, with my back the way it is, I feel like I'm unable to endure standing and moving, even though sitting makes it worse. It tightens it up, so moving is good, maybe, kind of. I don't know. So I'm gagging it, standing and moving. Number three, to make quips. I think this is similar to the jokes. Aha, I like to make gags. Gagging. Gagger, that is a noun. Now, the etymology says this is from the Middle English gaggen, which means to strangle. That's pretty much it. So, strangling, yes. So, restricting the throat from the breathing. That's where this all comes from. And then, of course, all these other things came up. But the jokes, the quips, those other things, the pranks... How did it become that? That's what I'm very curious about. Oh, sound effect. Do we make a gagging sound effect? I don't think people would enjoy that very much. But I guess that's the only thing I can do. So I'll go... Ha! Now we have the second form of gag. Noun from 1530. Number one. Something thrust into the mouth to keep it open or to prevent speech or outcry. Please don't be making any speeches. I'm gonna gag you. Of course, the first thing I think of is some sort of rag, towel, ball, whatever, to just fill the mouth. We just watched a movie last night where somebody was gagged because they were saying stuff and people didn't want them to say stuff, and so they threw a towel in their mouth. I guess there's other kinds. There's other kinds that you keep the mouth open. Maybe like in The Clockwork Orange, they kept the eyes open. Maybe there are similar things. The dentist has things to keep your mouth open. To gag you? I guess that's a gag too. I don't know. I wouldn't have thought of that. Number two, an official check or restraint on debate or free speech, as in a gag rule. Maybe heard this. Gag laws, gag rules. So you're saying we're checking this free speech. We're checking this debate. We're saying, nope, sorry, you can't do that. It's a gag rule. We're gagging you from speeching. From speeching? Number three, a laugh-provoking remark or act. Does that act provoke laughter in you? Oh, yes. Yes, it provokes laughter in me. Then I shall call it a gag. Why? I wonder if there's some connection with the act of laughing. Is the act of laughing gagging? Like maybe if you're laughing so hard that you can't breathe, and so it has gagged you in that way? Is that possible? Maybe? The remark or act gagged me because I couldn't speak because I was laughing so hard. Or maybe just laughing in general. You're not speaking, but you're laughing. You know, I think it's all possible. So, yeah, that's why maybe it's a gag. Okay, number four. The synonyms are prank and trick. Yep, I would say very similar to number three. Although, pranks or tricks, usually the receiver of that is not laughing. They don't appreciate it, usually. All right. Now, we are moving on to... I believe this pronunciation is saying gaga, but of course some of us, sometimes we like to say gaga, but yeah, normally it's gaga. This is an adjective from 1917. Number one, the synonyms are crazy and foolish. Lady crazy, lady foolish, lady gaga. Is she the crazy or foolish one? Are we crazy or foolish for liking her? Are we just all crazy and foolish? And she, like, maybe her personality, she is not crazy or foolish, but this character that she puts on, she's a little, she's a little interesting, a little foolish, acting foolish, doing things that are not quote-unquote normal. Oh, my gosh, my stars, Gaga. She's Gaga. Okay, number two, marked by wild enthusiasm. The synonyms are infatuated and doting. Yes, maybe as fans of Lady Gaga, people are infatuated by her, for her. We have wild enthusiasm. That could be another reason why she is called Lady Gaga. Has she ever said why? Has she explained why she has used this name? Should I just look up? Has Lady Gaga explained her name? Explain your name. Explain yourself. Yes, Lady Gaga has explained the origin of her name, which came from the Queen song, Radio Gaga. Ah, maybe I did hear this. The name evolved after her producer, Rob, started calling her Gaga, and she added the lady part herself to create a separate public persona from her private self. Yes, I am aware of this Queen song, Radio Gaga, Radio Blah Blah, Radio Cha-Cha, Radio Blah Blah. Yeah, okay, so that's interesting. But I believe that she appreciates the definitions. Crazy, foolish, infatuated, doting, all those things. Yes, Lady Gaga. Okay, next. We have Gagaku. Gagaku. I love saying those words. Gagaku, those sounds, I mean. G-A-G-A-K-U. Noun from 1929. This is the ancient court music of Japan. Very cool. This is a Japanese word, if you couldn't tell. From ga, which means excellence, and gaku, which means music. So this music is very, was it elegant? Yes, elegant. This is some elegant music right here. Come listen to our elegant music. I think I need to go to the YouTube and find some gagaku music. Let's see. Gagaku. There's the U. I'm very curious. Yes. Oh, I'm sure I have heard of this. Let's see. What would be a good one? Is this a good one? Let's put this on and hear what it sounds like. It's like a flute thing. Well, I enjoy that. That's just a little bit, and I know it's going to get way more interesting than that. It's this video is almost 10 minutes long. I wonder if in the movie Isle of Dogs, it's a lot of Japanese music and drums and stuff, so I wonder if some of that would be considered gagaku. Okay, cool. Elegant music is gagaku. Next, we have gauge. G-A-G-E, first form, noun from the 14th century. Number one, a token of defiance. Specifically, a glove or cap cast on the ground to be taken up by an opponent as a pledge of combat. I throw my glove on the floor, and you must pick it up. If you also agree to fight me, otherwise you can just walk away, and then I will feel very embarrassed. Please pick up the glove so I don't be embarrassed. So that is a gauge, a token of defiance. Huh, I didn't know that name. I mean, I think I've seen in probably old cartoons mostly that they slap the person or they throw their thing down, and you gotta pick it up to say, let's fight. Number two for gauge is something deposited as a pledge of performance. Something deposited as a pledge of performance. What's the context here? A gauge. It's not the gauge like their gas gauge. Well, the etymology says this is a Middle English word which means pledge or reward. And there's more with the word wage. That's interesting. I think of wage, reward. That makes sense. Maybe money. Yeah, I don't know. Something deposited as a pledge of performance. I'm going to perform something, and to prove it, I'm going to deposit this gauge somewhere. I'm a little confused. Am I just dumb? I mean, I know I am, but What is a gauge pledge of performance? Who's doing this? What are you doing? What are you putting down? What are you performing? It's an archaic legal term. Well, I looked up gauge pledge of performance. Okay, so that's an archaic legal term that means a deposit or pledge given as security to ensure that a promise act is completed. Okay. It is not a phrase commonly used in modern legal or financial contexts, though the core concept remains relevant in instruments like mortgages. Ah, gauge is in there. Mortgages, collateral, and surety bonds. All right, so that's the world we're talking about, I guess. Okay, so that was enough for that one. Now we're going to go to the second form of gauge. This is a transitive verb from the 15th century. Number one is archaic, and the synonym is pledge. I pledge to you that I shall do this performance now. Number two is also archaic. The synonyms are stake and risk. Stake and risk. I can see a connection with the money there. I guess the reward, the wage, stuff like that. Okay, now we are going to go to the third form of gauge. It's a variation of gauge, spelled G-A-U-G-E. The fourth form of gauge is a noun from 1847. The synonym is green gauge, all one word, which we'll find out what that is in the GR section. Blah. Next we have gaggle. Gaggle, noun from the 15th century. Number one, the synonym is flock, but especially a flock of geese when not in flight. Compare to the word skein, S-K-E-I-N. I don't know that word, but I can guess that if a gaggle is a bunch of geeses not flying, then maybe a skein is a bunch of geeses flying. Or maybe a bunch of something else not flying? Probably not. They gotta be not flying? That's what a gaggle of geeses is? Geeses is? You can't say that's a gaggle of geese when they're flying? Interesting. Did not know that. I guess I have to stop saying, look at that gaggle of geese up in the air. Because that's always what I say when I see a bunch of geeses flying. Or gooses and geese. Number two, for gaggle, a group, aggregation, or cluster lacking organization. As in, a gaggle of reporters and photographers. They got to get organized. They need a leader to come in and be like, all right, everybody, let's get together. We don't want people calling us a gaggle. We're not a bunch of gooses not flying. We're reporters and photographers, and we should be more organized than this. All right, so everybody get in your lines and do your jobs. Chop, chop. Number three, an indefinite number. Can't define it. It's indefinite. As in, participated in a gaggle of petty crimes. I've done so many petty crimes in my day, I would say it's a gaggle of them because I don't know the number. It's been so many. Look, I just did another one. This word is from the Middle English gaggil, from gaggelen, which means to cackle. Cackle? Are we saying that maybe the gooses are cackling when they're hanging out? Maybe they're all chatting with each other after a long day's flight. They gotta talk about the things that they saw up there. And then they're like, blah, 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 blah. No, they sound like honk, honk. That's a goose right there. All right. Anything else about gaggle? No, I don't think so. Indefinite number. I guess that's the funny one. It's just a bunch of stuff. We got a bunch of geese. Then we got a bunch of unorganized people. And then we just like, I got a gaggle of podcast episodes here. Next is gag man. One word noun from 1928. Number one, a gag writer. This would be the quips and the pranks and the jokes and all those things. You're gag man. I could never come up with it, be a gag man. Number two, the synonym is the number two definition for the word comedian. If you're writing jokes, making things, coming up with things to make people laugh, You're a gag man. Maybe sometimes I'm accidentally a gag man on this podcast, but I don't make money at it. I'm not a professional. Next is gag order. Two words, noun from 1952. This is a judicial ruling barring public disclosure or discussion, as by the press, of information related to a case. Broadly, a similar non-judicial prohibition against the release of confidential information or against public discussion of a sensitive matter. Sorry, you can't talk about it. I'm putting you under a gag order. No, 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 please don't say it. Don't say it, don't spray it either. Going under a gag order. Okay, yeah, sometimes you'll see, that person's not allowed to talk about that case, so we got to throw in a gag order on them. Put a ball in their mouth. Wah! Next is gagster. Gagster, noun from 1935. The synonym is gag man, which we just talked about, but also one who plays practical jokes. Who out there is a gagster? Do you like to play practical jokes on people? If you are a practical jokester, a gag man, a gagster, if you will, what are some of your favorite pranks that you have pulled? I have heard that there are many actors who like to be gagsters with their fellow actors and crew. Is it George Clooney, I think, is famous for being a gagster? Oh, you know that George Clooney. He's such a gagster. Anybody else? Yeah, I guess I didn't really do this so much. Even on April Fool's Day, I'm not typically coming up with gags. I should start planning now. I shall be the most gagstery of the gagsters. Next is Gannite or Gonite. What's the I think it's one of the Gonite. Gonite. Ghnite. Noun from circa 1808. This is a usually dark green mineral consisting of an oxide of zinc and aluminum. And it's called Gonite. It's from the German Garnet, which is from J.G. Gahn, who was a Swedish chemist who died in 1818. So, here we have a Swedish chemist, and then their name became a German word, which we then took into English. But then previously, we had Johan Gadolin, who was a Finnish chemist, still not German, but their name became a German word, which then went into English. Just an interesting, why were the Germans taking these words? What was going on in Germany, especially in the 1800s, and with chemistry, I guess? There was something going on. All right, well, maybe I should just look up a quick picture. Quickly, let's look up a picture of a Gonite. That's what I want. Let's see. Well, it says it is usually dark green. I am definitely seeing some dark green ones. But some of these other ones are not green at all. Some of them have some light color. Some of them have dark gray, brown. There's even some blues. Gonite. All you rock mineral people out there, you probably already knew about this one. All right, next. We have this one we want to pronounce the Gaia. Previous episode we had Gaia? Where did it go? No, that one was Gia. Totally different. This one is Gaia, capital G-A-I-A. Noun from 1975. Gaia's been around a lot longer than that. So, this is a long definition. It is interesting. The hypothesis that the living and non-living components of Earth function as a single system in such a way that the living component regulates and maintains conditions as the temperature of the ocean or composition of the atmosphere, so as to be suitable for life. Also, this system regarded as a single organism. Woo! Okay, so this is from the Greek, Gea, G-A-E-A, and that's all the information that they got here. So it's interesting that it's worded as the hypothesis that the living, blah, 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 the living and the non-living components of Earth functions as a single system in such a way that the living component regulates and maintains conditions so as to be suitable for life. This is what it's all about. This is life. This is Mother Nature, the Earth, balance. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for this, for Gaia, because I've heard Gaia be described as Mother Nature, essentially, which is kind of what this is talking about, but it's described as a hypothesis. Were the scientists using this word when they're talking about the balance of Earth, the living Earth, the non-living Earth? Let's just look up a little something, because I don't know, I feel like people have different uses of this word, different ways that they're going to use it. Yes, the Greek goddess. She is the primordial Greek goddess of the earth, often called Mother Earth. She emerged at the beginning of creation and is the ancestress of many deities, including the Titans and the Olympians. Her Roman counterparts are Terra and Tellus. The Greek goddess of the earth. And then, of course, there are many other things like streaming service Gaia, a network, Gaia Herbs. There was a movie in 2021 from South Africa. Oh, a South African horror film. That sounds interesting. Yes, anyway, lots of things. And what did in Avatar? Did they call her Gaia or did they call her something else? I can't remember. But yes, they definitely are in the Avatar world. They are in touch with nature and Earth and animals, etc. Okay, so that is Gaia. Love this idea of thinking about the Earth in this way, because that's literally what it's doing. It's creating balance. I don't know if it's for life to live. I think it's more just like, this is just what it's doing. I don't know if it's conscious, but maybe it is. I don't know. What shall I do now? I shall go... Blah. Now we have the word gaiety, G-A-I-E-T-Y, or you could spell it G-A-Y-E-T-Y with an I or a Y. This is a noun from 1634. Number one, the synonym is merrymaking. Making merry, also festive activity. This is often used in plural gaieties. So if we're just trying to have some fun, have a party, just hang out, have a great time, that's gaiety. Making merry with our friends. You can make merry by yourself. You could do whatever you want. It's a festive activity. Are you doing a festive activity? That's gaiety. Number two, high spirits. The synonym is merriment. It's all about just being happy and having fun. That's what we all want to do. Number three, synonyms are elegance and finery. The finer things in life. Maybe there is some gagaku music because it is elegant. It says this is from the French, gaieté. But we know, we'll get to it eventually. It's from the word gay, which back in the day just meant happy. That's what it is. So just, hey, we're happy. Ha ha, having fun. That's what it is. And that's what it shall always be. Next is gaijin, or could also just be gaijin. So gaijin, that's the first pronunciation, so that's what I'll say. G-A-I-J-I-N, gaijin, noun from 1964. It is a foreigner in Japan. So somebody who is not from Japan comes into Japan, so they are a foreigner, and the Japanese people will call them a gaijin. This is a Japanese word. It is from gai, which means outer or foreign, and jin or jin, which means person. So they are a person who is from another place, an outer place, the outer rim, a foreign place. They are an alien in Japan. So it's the word is like this and this. It's very clear. A foreign person. Foreign people do not make me say that. That just happened to be the juxtaposition of those two things happening together. Okay, next we have Gallardia. Gallardia. Gaillardia. Noun from 1879. This is any of a genus of American composite herbs with showy flower heads. Called also blanket flower. That sounds really nice. I would love a blanket of flowers. I'm gonna go take a nap. I'm gonna go lay down and take a nap under a blanket of flowers. The Gallardia. The genus name is Gallardia, and this is from Gallard de Merontino. Merontino. What is that? The 18th century French botanist. Ah, their person. It's a person. Their first name was Gallard. Gallard of Merontino. That's a long word. All right, well, I guess I should just look up what these things look like, right? Am I supposed to do that? Gaillardia, and I spelled it with a F, but the Google likes to give me other options. It says, I don't think you meant to use an F. I think you meant to use a G. This is a very beautiful flower. The center portion is very dark. Around the edge, and then the center of it is like a very deep orange, and then there's these skinny little petals that come off the edges, and each one of them starts off... This looks like a cartoon. This looks fake. Each one of them starts off very dark, like a very deep red, and then it, as it goes to the edge, it gets lighter and lighter, and it's like an orange. It looks like fire. And then at the very, very end of the petal, it's a very bright yellow. A very bright yellow, and it's a very sharp change from the orange to the yellow. It's a very distinct edge there, and it's looks like they took each of the petals and just dipped them in a little bit of yellow paint, like a highlighter, and then they stuck them back onto the flower. That is the Gallardia. Oh, I'm so glad. I shall post a picture of that on the social media later. All right, we have one more word for this episode. It is gaily, G-A-I-L-Y or G-A-Y-L-Y. Adverb from the 14th century, in a gay manner. Also marked by gaiety. Oh, they're living their life so gaily, in a gay way, a gay manner. Look at them, being all happy, living their life fully in a gay way. Okay, that's it. Gaily. Good word to end on. I hope you're living your life as gaily as you can. We all should be living gaily in whatever definition you want, as long as you're happy. All right, let's pick a word of the episode. Oh, you know, I got to reread them. And you know what? I think I forgot to reread them in the previous episode, didn't I? I think I may have. So you know what? You're going to get a double read right now. I'm going to reread all of yesterday's episode words as well. We had gadolinium, gadrune. Oh, no, actually, we started with gadenolite, gadolinium, gadrune, gadwall, gadzookery, gadzooks, gia, gale, gaelic, Gaeltacht, gaff, 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 gaffer, gaff topsail. Okay, but then in this episode, we had gag, gag, gaga, gagaku, gauge, 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 gaggle, gagman, gag order, gagster, gonite, gaia, gaiety, Gaijine, I have to think of how to pronounce the G's and the J's. Is it the G or the J? And then the long, how to do this, the vowels. Gallardia and gaily. And I think I shall pick gaga as the word of the episode because I think that we should all be acting a little bit more crazy and foolish. This podcast is an excuse for me to act gaga. I'm feeling so gaga today. I'm gaga. I'm gaga for you. I'm gaga for life. I'm gaga for getting off my feet so my back don't hurt. That's gaga. Okay. Now, I shall tell you about a movie. Oh, Starve Acre. That's the next movie. This was recommended to us to watch. It's a very interesting movie. It's kind of slow and chill, meditative, I guess would be a word if I remember correctly, in parts of it. And it takes place in, rural England or Ireland or something. And it's beautiful. It's worth it just for that. Just watch it for the house and the land and the stone walls and all that stuff. And and it's kind of an interesting, very kind of small movie, not a lot of actors. And yeah, interesting watch, Starve Acre. Okay, that shall be the end of this episode. Thank you so much for checking it out. Until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.